Yeah, I was just thinking, you talked about transportation issues with the arteries. You know, I've seen like Peachtree City, for instance, has pedestrian overpasses where people can walk across. That might be a good fit for Mount Vernon, I think, just to help people get across. It doesn't solve everybody's problems, but the traffic probably isn't going to go away unless there's other solutions. That might be a way to give people some coordinated entries safely so that we can get out and enjoy nice restaurants. Love to see some nice restaurants at Emily Grove.
No traffic. I want to be there.
Everyone hear the question about the vacancies in Dublin Village as a real estate?
I know part of the problem is our own success, and part of it was talked about in the meeting a couple days ago. You've got the premier retail and office development space in the whole city over there at Perimeter Mall, which again I come back to, that's where that kind of development should go on. This should look more like downtown Norcross. Remodel what you got, get rid of some of the parking areas. Well, but to address what you're saying is, you know, the vendors are looking for X amount of foot traffic and vehicle, you know, crossing their door, et cetera, to get people in the store to buy their stuff. So there does have to be some redevelopment on some of that stuff, or you're just not going to get, you know, people to rent this space. But again, when you start talking about five-story buildings and this part's going to be green because we're going to be five stories here, unless that's on the same piece of land, I don't see how you're going to get that guy to pack up and go home and give this piece of land away so somebody else can build a five-story building. So
there's two problems. He is addressing one problem that I'm close to the proximity of the Perimeter Center. The other problem is that the design of Fenway Village, external entrances, you get no synergy. That lasted about 5 years and everybody realized that was a poor design. Unfortunately, Fenway Village was built in that era. What really works is people want to park in front of where they shop, psychologically, and parking all the way around the building. You can go to store on this side, you won't even know what's on the other side. So that's why I burned them all in. You go inside the building and then there your stores facing each other. The food court is a classic example of a synergy of that.
Well, just feel like the, I don't know if you mean the shopping center, the Columbus Park, where Park it is, and you have the grocery store, and all that. I mean, that's not bad. I mean, it's not as nice as Norcross, you know, Norcross on the corn. But I think that gets closer to what retailers are looking for.
I wanted to just throw off the table, I haven't heard it so far tonight, that at the Dunwoody Homeowners Association meetings in the past year or two, these, what's the official word in the area?
No.
Dunwoody Village Character Area.
Character area.
Okay, that was, it was envisioned by the Dunwoody Homeowners Board, that there would be the villages of Dunwoody. I'm not saying that should be the case now that it's a city, but I'm just sharing that as a vision. And Dunwoody Village overlay that was bringing up tonight's topic, was envisioned as the historic village. In other words, not to try and compete and out-retail Perimeter Center with all the things that were just said a few moments ago, and not necessarily let it just convert to whatever it converts to right now, but develop it, but as our historic heart, our sentimental heart, that's very different from the central business district. Virginia Highlands is not Midtown, et cetera. There's lots of examples of where do we want a Virginia Highlands. Do we want something like in Roswell, just north of the public square, that shopping area that my wife has me go with to and see with all those quaint little shops and all the antique shops, et cetera, and so forth. There's lots of ways to have Dunwoody Village still be our heart. It's our sentimental heart. It's our historical roots. It's where the old train crossed. And we have the, you know, the station master house and all of that. And we have our little historical building and the farmhouse, without trying to make it out Perimeter Center, that has all of the infrastructure and all of the big bucks to make really big stuff happen. So I just wanted to throw that out about saying it's our central business district or the commercial center of Dunwoody, or the heart, what does the heart of Dunwoody mean? Does your city hall and the police department need to be in the same building or not? There's just all kinds of issues about what needs to be where, and where would they like to be. And where are our citizens? I just wanted to throw out that maybe some people here don't know. It's already zoned and planned with practically nothing that can stop a lot of stuff in Perimeter Center. There are, I believe, another 5,000 condos and apartments already approved. It may even be 9,000. It's a huge number. It's a population of 10,000 people or more will be in Perimeter Center within the next 10 years, certainly within the 30. So all of those folks are also going to want to go to City Hall to get this done, that done, etc. Do we want 10, 15, 20,000 people from Perimeter Center in 30-story buildings to then all be coming up here to pay their utility bill or whatever they're going to go to City Hall for, etc.? So I just want to throw some of these things out about over the 30 years, we're going to be a city of 50-plus thousand people. The vast majority of will not shop at Dunwoody Village. The vast majority of will go to one of the 10 or 15 or 25 five-star restaurants in the Perimeter Center. So think carefully about, I think, what we define as our heart. It's sentimental, and it could be historic. The Homeowners Association saw it as a historic village with quaint things, not trying to out-forum the forum or out-Perimeter Center, Perimeter Center.
I wanted to hear some folks we haven't heard from yet. Along those lines, I'm new to these meetings, but I was hoping that what I hear tonight was more of the idea that this would be a historic kind of village. And I was just wondering, do we have any plans for something like Fraser Park and Norcross to be part of this space? Fresher Park is a public, it's a green space, it's got a wonderful children's play area and an amphitheater style, so they have concerts, and it's just a gathering for the Norcross community.
And you said it's a neighborhood scale park, it's not a big regional park, but it's down, walkable from where there's a commercial shop, and you can walk there. It's about 3 blocks from City Hall.
Larger.
So you'd like to see that in the future that would be a great place for that size of a park.
Yes, I envision this as being part of the heart of the residential, the residences that are now here. And if it's more like what's down at Target, that's just another shopping area. And we've got plenty of those.
Amen. Was everyone able to hear her comment about
just quickly, to echo that, it's in the same line as the gentleman here is talking about.
I start.
And my name is Rich. The majority of the people that I've spoken to look at this area as that, as what you're expressing, and have a little amphitheater. You go look at Duluth, they have concerts in the square. And if we look at the wonderful October festival we had in the village, you know, just recently, that's what the residents of Dunwoody love to see, of Dunwoody Village. And that echoes with the last speaker. And that's what has not been mentioned. We've mainly just discussed density, but that's the issue that just rears everyone's head when they say, wow, we're going to build this up and big, and we can't get in or out. And by the way, just for the record, none of the people who don't want the density want to have the roads increase to 4 lanes. They don't want that either. That's where we're gridlocked, okay, on the planning. So the planning is for, you know, not to outdo Perimeter Mall and have a meeting place where people can gather like we just did a couple of weeks ago.
Other comments from the
And it was a covenant that lasted about 10 years, 15 years later. I want to be assured as a resident who backs up to the shopping center that we will continue to have a buffer at least that we have today.
How long is that?
According to the cohort difference, that buffer remains. So it cannot be. It's undisturbed.
Who owns the village?
There's several owners. There's two major developers that own I call Dunwoody merely Dunwoody Hall, Shops of Dunwoody, and the one that's bottom of the hill. There's two developers that own the full.
Yes, it does.
And the others all around, there's a lot of office buildings that are individually owned or are owned.
On the other side of the campway?
There's
all
sides.
We see different owners.
Okay, well, who's who that can say who the developers are?
Regency is one of them.
Regency is one of them.
Okay, I thought that was it.
Simpson.
They're hard to deal with.
I'm just telling you, there's a lot of owners.
So they are the owners.
And what she's described is done with this, a lot of owners. There's two big ones, but a lot of the other properties owned on board. Look, for example, the farmhouse down here is owned by done with the current Christian Trust.
So just a couple of things here. Number one, if you haven't read the overlay district, you know, when you're sitting there watching football, you read that. Yeah, but I'll tell you, the turnover bill and his committee, I mean, it's got even down to the size of brick they have to use in there. I mean, that's how specific it is. It is a tremendous document that is very, very thorough. And you got to remember, you know, what you're looking at on the screen up here, we have asked Michelle, you know, most of us, we sat down and said, here's a blank piece of paper, draw me Dunwoody Village. Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm an Irishman. I could draw a couple of civic men, and that'd be all for you.
Two pubs.
What we said is, give us some ideas up there that we can kind of take a look at and say, well, that doesn't look good, that doesn't look bad, we can adjust this. So that's what we're trying to do up here. So make sure you understand that we're not getting specific here, but read the overlay district. I think it's very, very well done. And you know, we all understand about density. And the document over here, I mean, the gentleman over here said, you're not going to get people in here to invest unless there's something best bought. And I have no doubt about that. And I don't know about if you ever been over to Smyrna. I go to Smyrna once in a while. They have done a great job. You know, and there are some four-story buildings there, you know, and stuff. And you can go to Smyrna, park your car. You can go to a restaurant, you can go to a bar, you can go to all kinds of things right there. And take a look at that. And the whole idea is to, if we don't have a plan, we're not going to get there. That's the whole idea. If you don't have a plan, you're not going to get there. You just kind of hodgepodge and everybody comes in and says, well, I'll do a little this and all that. That's what you're going to have at the end of the day, or you're going to have a hodgepodge. And I think the citizens of Dunwoody deserve a lot better. We deserve a plan. And then if it's not exactly what the citizens want, we'll adjust it. We got that authority. That's why we're a city.
What I'm hearing is, what is there? You came forward with a plan to talk about five-story buildings, and most people here are talking about the historic district. And I don't know how you resolve that together with the road issue, because the road issue is part of the landscape. You have to be an iterative kind of process. Determine whether it's even doable with traffic, considering the 400 customers and
well, and on that point, if you look at the statement, and this is just draft language, and it's put in there parameters, sort of an if and only if statement, but on that, just as the vision, what needs to change from some of this language, and what do you like to see? And again, this is the policy level. What the councilor was talking about with the vision and drawing it, that will be a master planning exercise. I understand you're going to get into those kind of details and more specific. But at a general level, we hear tonight, like we've heard basically along, you've got attention. You'd like to say, see the village have some of these great components, but how do you have the challenge of investment into that and then dealing with the congestion issue if it's going to come with it. So for a vision statement, so just in general, what would you like to see? Are there language in here? Is there language in here that we could change?
I want to make a comment. I'm Danny Ross, City Council. One of the things we're wrestling with here is what every community is going to invest in. Our communities were built around automobiles. Everything was built around how do you get from this point to Perimeter Center. You get the car and get there. And I think one of the things we need to think out of the box on and be thinking about here is how do we transition ourselves from a community that's totally dependent upon automobiles to a community that I think we all want. One, we can walk, we can bike, we can get in a golf cart and move from point A to point B. And that's the vision that I think we need to have for our future, is how do we get there? And I don't think any of us want to invite more traffic through here. And I think four-lane highways would do that. I think to Bob's point, and I think to a couple of other gentlemen's points here, for us to redevelop Dunwoody Village, and I personally think it needs to be redeveloped. Right now, it is what I consider Death Valley. Business opens up and closes because people don't go there. It's not customer-friendly. And that's what one of those buildings are empty, to answer your question. It's not customer-friendly. In order to develop that, I'm told that it has to be something of higher density to make it worth financially somebody coming in and doing it. You're not going to go from where we are today to the same kind of plan, just reconfigured at the same height. It's got to be a greater density. But greater density doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have more traffic. I personally, one of the things that I think we want to do as a vision for this city is to make Dunwoody a lifelong community, one that you can be born here and one that you can die here. And I think if you come to all the meetings that we're talking about, you're going to be looking at the potential of having all those stages of life happen right here in Dunwoody. And that's what we're trying to envision here. As a person who's been here since 1975, who has six kids and grown up here, I live in a seven-bedroom home, and it's really big for Quinny and myself now to be in that home. Something in Dunwoody Village would be very attractive to us if we had a place to live, go downstairs and grab a newspaper or grab a cup of coffee or a shop without getting in a car. So greater density doesn't necessarily reflect that you're going to have more traffic. It's going to be a better organization of getting to where we want to be. And that's to a community where we can live, work, and play, have green space, and have a community where we can, in fact, enjoy, I think, the kind of lifestyle we want to have going forward. And this isn't going to happen overnight. You know, we can right now, we can narrow our lanes on our streets now from 12 feet on each side to 35 mile an hour. So we can narrow those down to 10 feet, and it's right, we have the right to do that. And you can make bike lanes in there. Would that be absolutely the best thing to do? It would be a starting point. I think what we'd like to have is what the lady just that we talked about over here, is having broader bicycle lanes. And at some point in the future, we're going to want to have some way to get golf carts in. I mean, golf carts are very attractive to buy right now. You can buy one and get a $5,000 tax credit on a $7,000 golf cart statement. You can believe that. And that's the kind of thinking that we need to have in this community. Not, you know, we don't want this because, we, you know, it's gonna mess things up. It's going to make more congestion. You know, the only way we're going to stop the congestion problem here is put a cul-de-sac at the end of Mount Vernon and a cul-de-sac at the end of Shamley Dunwoody. And make it a road to nowhere that we use on, and that's certainly not going to happen. But I think, you know, if we think in this way, and think about transition over a period of 20 years, which is what we're talking about here, and don't, you know, think out of the box. If we can make something like this very, very attractive, and it's more like the communities that a lot of us grew up in small towns, where you had the ability to go in and park in front of a store, walk three or four or five blocks, and that would be a good thing for most of us. We get more exercise, and I think that's where we want to be. Do we need some kind of transportation? Yes. We need some kind of light rail system around Dunwoody to move us around, and potentially maybe some trolley buses or something would take us from point A to point B without having to get in a car with our existing big works. I would introduce the Professor Rick from Georgia Tech. He had a bunch of his students out here, architects, city planners, a lot of people from this class that are doing a case study that's going to be presented on the 3rd of December at City Hall.
5:30 p.m.
Present their vision of what that money really would look like. You can think. Read that.
Mary Council does have money set aside to look at this Port Village. And certainly looking at transportation is going to be one of the central components of this master plan. Certainly we're going to look at land use and its relationship from the comp plan.
rest assured, we're going to look at roads, look at maybe new roads, grid travel systems, other experiences, reconfiguring the building. So it's going to be kind of out of the box thing that's going to take place in the coming year. And so we will be addressing transport challenges.
Can that focus?
Yeah, I'm just curious. You talk about three-story, five-story buildings. Have something like that. Does anyone have any idea who's going to occupy those buildings? Right now, everything is pretty much one story.
Is it?
Pretty much retail with some office occupancy in there. But if you go five stories, who's going to move
in? Even like Danny.
We're not sure the Queenie's going.
Danny's playing.
I think for the kind of mix of use, you can reduce some trips. It sounded like folks were interested in having that as an alternative.
I would also like to mention that I'm retired, and I work for a Fortune 500 company that is headquartered at 100 Park, New York City. And we moved and built a headquarters building in Greenwich, Connecticut. And when we did that, we were only allowed to go two stories above ground. Not that we were zoning, codes, or whatever we could call it. And we had to actually go below ground to get what was kind of sprawling complex too. But their zoning was pretty strict. And they would let you do it if you didn't go there two stories. I thought that if you go up in that area and look at it, it's absolutely gorgeous area. You know,
If we could look at this, if you've got specific language that we want to record your comments about what's been drafted, and at the vision section, I thought it was important you talked about you want to say a heart, and what is a heart? What do you offer? I mean, it's a different offering than the perimeter, which is a more urban experience. It seems like there is a way, if you have some language to define this, what would make it for other historic components that are a real experience, that would make it a more attractive area, the vision you have for it. Is there language in here that you would propose? We started off talking about being the heart of Dunwoody, and we include the statement about a master planning process, because we envisioned, we understood the council was looking at investing in having a process that got a detailed vision, focus on pedestrian amenities, traffic calming, architectural controls. We already have some of those. We're just backing you up here now that you've got your zoning. Connectivity and place making. It should be redeveloped as a destination for shopping, dining, entertainment, and civic activities. With a residential component for day and evening activities to foster community. The design should showcase the unique character of Dunwoody, the marker or unifying signifier, some signage, some way that unites the area, should be promoted throughout the city, and gateways should be hallmarked here in a common way. You have some kind of signage or a way that signals I've entered a gateway in the city, and then you want to reproduce that in the village. If that is the heart of your city and you feel like you want to cultivate that art, is there something that you think of, an image we could talk about tonight, or some kind of gateway, some kind of marker of the city that you'd like to see in the village? You might not have been answering that question. You have something else you wanted to say? Way over there. Four.
You're asking about language, and this has redeveloped as a destination.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing everybody here say is they don't see it as a destination aimed at drawing people from outside Dunwoody.
Right.
So I'm not sure how to alter the language exactly, but maybe it's a Dunwoody destination, a neighborhood destination.
Michelle, if you take notes on this.
Because I see you writing on the Borsha, then you're erasing
everything.
She's good.
Okay.
give us your comments. I thought that's what we were doing.
Well, sorry about that. We do have a detail down there. So change back to saying, the suggestion here is a neighbor, a community destination.
You said the neighborhood. I wanted to make sure everybody really said what they really meant. Because the neighborhoods, these other character areas, Marie and I happen to live in District 3, which is outside All Saints and the McDonald's and Dunley Country Club and all of that. Our neighborhood center is right there. The Kroger and the Old Ayside where they're closed, et cetera, and so forth. And Winter's Chapel has theirs. Now, others are calling these character areas and all of that stuff, okay? But as far as locally, we think that's our little neighborhood shopping thing. And so then Winter's Chapel, what do they want? What does Georgetown want? Those are all future meetings. But do you really want Dunwoody Village to be the neighborhood area only? Because then it might be defined as serving pretty much District 1. Pretty much people that live this side of Vermac in the high school.
Well, it's a neighborhood.
Or do you want it to be a community that where if we're going to have a gathering of the residential Dunwoodians, do we want it to be here? Because that's different than calling it the neighborhood.
Destination for all the community?
Well, do they want that? I'm just saying, I'm not answering the question. I'm just posing the question.
We'll record the for all the community. Say again, I'm sorry. A detailed vision for Dunwoody Village instead of downtown to one of the recommendations.
But they're saying community, right?
As opposed
to neighborhood. Since somebody asked downtown, I'd like just to show hands because we, in the various committees and stuff I'm on around the city, this always comes up. If you were to say, now that we're a city, and it's all of it, includes Springer Center and all that, where is the downtown? We know where downtown Atlanta is. Where is that Central Business District, the downtown of Dunwoody? Anybody have, where would you say?
I would really like to see it be this Dunwoody Village character area is where I would like to say that's Dunwoody and where it is. And the words here are placemaking. I guess that's some planning term, but yes, I would like to see it be a place and have in it, yes, the pedestrian amenities, the connectivity, but some kind of focal point, a place where we do some, maybe not all of our civic activities. It wouldn't have to be, in my own opinion, wouldn't have to be where City Hall or the police station was, especially if those would take up too much of the footprint of what's possible with mixed use and green space and some kind of community area. You know, I would like today, where I'm most likely to run into y'all, my neighbors, is Costco, more than any other place. I would like to just rival Costco as a place where I have to end up with folks on Earth.